with some European countries looking to China for a financial boost. China's premier had a message for them today. Wen Jiabao spoke at a meeting of the World Economic Forum in the northeastern Chinese city of Dalian. He said China is willing to keep investing in other countries, but major economies have to show they're serious about tackling their debt problems. The world's Mary Kay Magstad is at that forum.
China has $3 trillion in foreign currency reserves, so it has money that it needs to spend outside of China, and it has been looking for ways to diversify from U.S. treasuries. So investing in Europe is certainly a good possibility. China also, however, has some economic problems of its own, and something else Wen Jiabao said in his speech today was, look, you know, we have had double-digit economic growth for many years, but the economic model we've been pursuing, export-driven, infrastructure-heavy, is not something we can sustain. So he's recognizing China's got big challenges at home that are going to slow its annual growth. It doesn't mean that China's not in a position to help to invest in other countries. It is. But I think European countries that are looking to China as the answer might want to temper their expectations a bit.
Because of the slower growth, how healthy is China's economy?
It depends what you look at. I mean, there's been something that some people consider a real estate bubble growing bigger and bigger over the last 2-3 years. There is a demographic shift going on that's significant, where a lot more people will be retiring than entering the workforce starting right around now. And that will become a more important trend as the next 10-15 years unfold. This is in part due to the fact that China had a baby boom around the same time as the United States did, and then had the one-child policy after that. So bigger generation than usual retiring, smaller generation than usual coming into the workforce. And that's going to be a big problem.
So is China optimistic about the prospects for the U.S. economy?
Well, you know, it was interesting today, particularly in contrast to what Wen Jiabao has said in the time since the economic crisis started. There were a couple of years where he was being, you know, kind of challenging to the United States and saying, you know, we hope you're taking care of our money that we're investing in treasury bonds. Today, he said, look, the U.S. economy and the U.S. as a nation have incredible strengths, and we are confident that the U.S. economy will fully recover. There was sort of a change of message that we realized that, you know, beating on the U.S. isn't helping to build consumer confidence. And we, as China, exporting to the U.S., need Americans to buy our stuff.
All right. Speaking to us from Dalian, China, at the World Economic Forum, Mary Kay Magstad, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.